Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Prince Harry has announced a title and date for his new memoir, entitled Spare, along with a new website, princeharrymemoir.com. The title of the book, Spare, is provocative, a nod to the Duke being a royal spare, not the first in line to succession as Prince William is next in line. The book will be released January 10th. From that new website, princeharrymemoir.com, the logline, his words, his story. It was one of the most searing images of the 20th century. Two young boys, two princes, walking behind their mother's coffin as the world watched in sorrow and horror. As Diana, Princess of Wales, was laid to rest, billions wondered what the princes must be thinking and feeling and how their lives would play out from that point on. For Harry, this is that story at last. With its raw, unflinching honesty, Spare is a landmark publication full of insight, revelation, self-examination, and hard-won wisdom about the eternal power of love over grief. The author's bio tells us, Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex, is a husband, father, humanitarian, military veteran, mental wellness advocate, and environmentalist. He resides in Santa Barbara, California, with his family and three dogs. The website also shares Prince Harry's wishes to support British charities with donations from his proceeds from Spare. The Duke of Sussex has donated $1.5 million to Centibal, an organization he founded with Prince Cesio in their mother's legacies, which supports vulnerable children and young people in Lesotho and Botswana affected by HIV/AIDS. Prince Harry will also donate to the non-profit organization Well Child in the amount of £300,000. Well Child, which he had been royal patron of for 15 years, makes it possible for children and young people with complex health needs to be cared for at home instead of hospital, wherever possible. The cover photo of Prince Harry looking directly into the camera, reminiscent of his days in the army, as he sports a brown t-shirt and black string necklace, was taken by Ramona Rosales, the same photographer that took the photos for Meghan's recent Variety Power of Women cover. The book will be released in 16 languages, with its Spanish title confirmed as Spare en la Sombra. It is available for pre-order now, including, interestingly, an audio CD version in which Prince Harry will read the unabridged audio edition of the book himself. You can pre-order the book in all its formats via a link in the show notes. A spokesman for the publisher said, Spare takes readers immediately back to one of the most searing images of the 20th century. Two young boys, two princes, walking behind their mother's coffin as the world watched in sorrow and horror. Via a tweet, publisher Penguin Random House said the company is honored to be publishing hashtag Prince Harry's candid and emotionally powerful story for readers everywhere. He shares a remarkably moving personal journey from trauma to healing, one that speaks to the power of love and will inspire and encourage millions of people. The book is priced at $36 US, $18 for the Kindle version, and the audio CD is $50. Link in the show notes. Palace Intrigue will be right back.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online, schedule package pickups through the dashboard, and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
The Mirror reports royal sources are flabbergasted after learning the title of Prince Harry's highly anticipated memoir, claiming it is yet another confrontational attack on the family after claiming a desire for privacy. Royal editor Russell Myers comments, although Harry is making generous donations of $1.5 million to Centre Bahl and £300,000 to Well Child, the fact that he is making a reported £35 million for a three-book deal has demonstrated just how much he is profiteering from his royal connection. Myers said palace lawyers will be on standby in the new year waiting to see what is in the book. The Daily Mail had recently quoted a source who worked with Harry's ghostwriter J.R. Moringer. The source said J.R. goes deep into family relationships, particularly fathers and father figures. He delivers massive stories. He's even got Agassiz to admit taking crystal meth. J.R. is meticulous. He is charming and easygoing, but he has a killer nose for a story. He spent his life writing about broken men and family relationships, starting with his own broken family. A publishing source told the Mail on Sunday, the book is being guarded like Fort Knox. Only a handful of people have read the manuscript. The first draft was very touchy-feely and it was sent back for more revelations to be added. Kevin Anderson, chief executive of the Kevin Anderson Associates Editorial and Ghostwriting Agency, said, J.R. is a legend in the industry. Open Agassiz's book was the first time he did any ghostwriting. That book is one of the best memoirs ever penned. It went really deep. That's what he's known for. He's not willing to work with people unless they will go there and get really deep. It's a lot of work up front before you start writing, especially with a memoir. It's a whole story, but it's how you weave it together. You have to figure out what the driving themes are, but still make it honest and still capture everything and don't leave anything out. That can get tricky when you're working on a celebrity memoir. Readers want to know the dirt, and if you don't include it, then people see it as disingenuous, not giving up the true story. JR has been successful at digging deep and getting the worst of the worst out of people. In a tweeted response to Penguin Books UK, Piers Morgan asked, do you care about the massive global damage this book will cause to our new king before he is even coronated and why he still grieves for his mother? Piers also tweeted, confirmed, Prince Privacy will hurl his latest torrent of malevolent money-making muck at the royal family just in time to ruin his father's coronation as king. Charles should strip this petulant, selfish, greedy, hypocritical brat of all his remaining royal titles and status ASAP. Russell Myers, royal editor for The Mirror, tweeted, Lordy, I wonder whose decision the title was. Buckingham Palace had no comment. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.